This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. There's been an update on a major story we brought you last week. Speed skater Bridie Farrell came forward on this program with her allegations of sexual abuse by a fellow skater and four-time Olympian 15 years ago. At the time, Farrell was 15 and skater Andy Gable was 33. Late Friday, Gable admitted the inappropriate behavior and apologized to Farrell in an interview with the Chicago Tribune. And on Sunday, he stepped down from the board of the International Skating Union. Gable has not returned our repeated requests for comment, but we reached Bridie Farrell, who was in Utah over the weekend to race in the American Cup final long track races. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
How would you characterize your reaction first to Andy Gable's admission and apology and then the reports that he has stepped down from the governing bodies of skating?
Well, I think it's great that for Andy to fess up to what he did I can't even characterize it, but it's good, and that aspect makes me happy, and I think that it's good that he stepped down from what he did step down from in ISU and U.S. speed skating, because ultimately it's to clean up the sport, and people like him have to go.
He did this through the media. Have you heard from him directly?
No, I haven't heard from Andy directly.
And does that matter to you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that he's apologized through the media, but in the apology, he doesn't state my name, which is kind of impersonal. He didn't come forward and apologize or admit that it was wrong until everybody knew about it. I mean, he's had 15 years to apologize, and he hasn't. And he's also had, a couple of days to contact me. But, yeah, so in that respect, it's a public apology, I guess, but he doesn't state exactly to whom he's apologizing and for what he's apologizing.
The point you made on numerous instances in our interview on Thursday was that your interest was not necessarily in taking Andy Gable down specifically, but rather to change the culture of sports to make it safer for athletes. In the wake of the admission and the resignations, what do you hope happens now to achieve that bigger goal? Is there something that you can do? Is there something sports has to do?
Yeah, that is my goal, and that has been my goal, to make it the overall culture safer. And I think for speed skating, well, I know for speed skating specifically, that this is a big jolt to the sport and has already started to change the culture in that, I guess I'm seeing it mostly via social media, but the amount of people are talking about this and it's something that folks are now aware of. But I think that working with folks like the Women's Sports Foundation and really taking substantive steps towards change, and so that there's infrastructure in place for people who are going through things. But yeah, I mean, hopefully it's a time when the organization says, all right, we'll take this seriously and we're going to make changes.
You had been living with this secret for 15 years until Thursday. You came on the air with us, and by Friday night, he's admitted it and apologized. By Sunday, he's resigned. Have you figured out yet how this affects how you are able to move on with your life?
Well, first, I think me coming out with it to you, actually, specifically, honestly, thank you for listening to my story, and thank you to the studio for listening to my story. But it was a shock to everyone that heard it, but I had been living with it for 15 years. Now, once it was out there, I didn't know what would happen for him to so quickly admit to it and step down. I don't think that's all set in but I think that there's a lot of work to do to make that not just a grand gesture, but for actual change to happen.
You had talked about the dark times that you had had to get through to be able to even get back on a rink. Do you feel is it too simple to say are the dark times behind you?
No, I think. Well, I mean, in terms of all the really, really hard days, I mean, I have never been as happy as I am or was even before last Thursday. And so in general, I think I'm in a much safer, happier place. But I think now coming to skating meet and the rink as, quote, that girl or the girl that finally stepped forward will take some adjusting.
Along those lines, it must have been an interesting weekend to have skated in a race.
Yeah. I mean, I never knew when this day would be, and I really never thought that I would skate out of race again, let alone race long track. So, yeah, so the two of them on the same weekend was a lot.
give us a snapshot. Was there a lot of attention to you from other skaters?
The skaters that I grew up with skating, I mean, from when I was, say, 10 to 14 or something, they approached me or called me right away and kind of just addressed the elephant in the room. Outside of that, a lot of people, I guess, just didn't know what to say and didn't say anything. So I felt the eyes and the wondering and the wanting to say something but not saying something. But it wasn't, which I think sheds light on how big the issue is, that it's like, holy cow, this person totally told the world such a personal thing. But anyone that I did speak to was supportive about it. But it was a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of Canadians here. I was talking to some folks about that. And, I mean, the one woman's like, you're the girl. She said, holy, you know, good for you. That's amazing. But I can't believe you're skating. And I was like, well, yeah, that's what I ultimately came here to do. So I made sure to still skate.
And three personal bests, right?
Four, actually.
Four personal bests.
Yeah.
Well, so that
it was good. I mean, all in all. And I was happy, too. I mean, I think it was even you who said, well, should we, you know, how is this with timing with Salt Lake and everything? But, I don't know, I mean, it's good to be able to skate and perform with distractions. And someone said to me, it's amazing that I was able to go and skate so focused with this. And I'm thinking, like, yeah, now everybody knows, but I'd have to go to the U.S. Championships and see him and skate. So he wasn't there, and I didn't have this big burden anymore. So maybe that was even easier.
Do you think, have you changed the world in some small way?
I changed the world in a very huge way for a lot of people that will never even know. And, I mean, it's truly one of the most amazing feelings I've ever had.
Well, Bridie, thanks so much. And we'll look forward to having you on the air to talk about skating soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mitch.
Bridie Farrell is a speed skater who trains in Milwaukee. Last week on Lake Effect, she spoke publicly for the first time about sexual abuse that happened to her when she was 15 years old. The person she accused, Olympic medalist Andy Gabel, admitted the abuse in a statement Friday night and stepped down from his positions with speed skating's governing bodies on Sunday. You can find a link to our original interview with Bridie Farrell, in which she discusses the sexual abuse she dealt with 15 years ago, at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Speed skating has faced much more turmoil in recent years. We will speak with a reporter who has covered much of it when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.